Mensa Wally is originally from Brooklyn. Gail Austin is a native Pittsburgher. Together they are Kente Arts Alliance. When we spoke recently, one of the first things I asked was, where does the name Kente come from?
Well, Kente is a name that I brought with me when I came from Brooklyn. We had Kente Productions in New York. The first production that I did here, I did it under Kente Productions.
Gail Austin further explained that the word is West African in origin, commonly used in Ghana.
That is a multicolored, woven, intertwined fabric that's really come to connote Ghanaian art.
The tagline for Kente Arts Alliance and for Kente Productions back then was a weave of culture.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to bring different shades and colors and complexions of the culture.
And that covers a broad spectrum of art.
Film, poetry, dance, those aspects are all good for me.
Yeah, I don't think that we are leaving out or intend to leave out anything that would be descriptive or emblematic of African diasporan art.
They presented to a Pittsburgh audience spoken word artists, The Last Poets. Their name is taken from a poem by South African revolutionary poet Kerepetse Kokostile, who lived in the United States until his return home in 1990. He wrote of existing in the last era of poetry before guns would take over. The Last Poets carry on that revolutionary tradition.
We brought The Last Poets to town in the year they were celebrating their 40th anniversary. Word is, they are related to as the godfathers of rap.
I think they embody this kind of revolutionary protest element that came about in the late 60s.
I think Kente Arts Alliance is a great civic resource. The difference in what they do and other arts organizations is that they are trying to display the African American or even the roots of the African experience. And I think that's important. Now, there are other groups out there doing that kind of thing, but they present people like Billy Bangs that nobody else would.
Longtime Pittsburgh TV and radio host Chris Moore spoke with me about working with Kente Arts Alliance for a Veterans Day presentation. Mensa Wally explains how the featured artist was perfect for the occasion for a number of reasons.
Billy Bang, being a Vietnam veteran and being traumatized by that experience, created some music that was sort of a cleansing for himself.
Violinist Billy Bang incorporated elements of Vietnamese folk music into a jazz band, emblematic of the type of presentations brought to Pittsburgh by Kente.
Well, I think if Kente Arts Alliance wasn't here, there would be a void. They continue with few resources to bring people in that would never be presented or seen here in Pittsburgh. And they manage to do quality productions all the time. I just wish more people would take advantage of what they're presenting.
The next Kente Arts Alliance presentation will be Randy Weston's African Rhythms Quintet. That happens in the end of October. And you can find out more at kentearts.org. For Art from the Ground Up, I'm Bob Studebaker, 90.5 WESA News.